Hi, I'm Sheila Scruggs. Welcome to our Pup and Paws Cast, brought to you by Dog and Company of Cookeville. They have daycare, grooming, boarding, and training. Visit their website, dog-co.com. Monty Lowe has a soft spot for animals at the Cookeville Putnam County Animal Shelter. He volunteers his time taking pictures of the cats that are up for adoption, and then they add them to Facebook and also to the websites to try to get them adopted. Now, Marty, how did you become the cat photographer of the Cookeville Putnam County Shelter?
Well, it was kind of an accident. I've always been into photography, but we volunteered for the shelter, and in doing that, we noticed there was a little extra time, and so I had a camera in the car as normal, and we started shooting pictures. And they put them on Facebook, and my friend Debbie Smith started spreading them. And she says, here's what you need to do then. And so that's what we've done since, is how to put them on and help get them shared out. We've calculated at some points, we may think that they had the ability to be in front of close to 60,000 eyes during 1 week. And I thought that was pretty impressive.
So how do you get such pictures? Do you have somebody that helps work with you to get their attention and have a little feather there to get them to look right at your camera?
Oh, I wish. No, the cats are pretty much left to me to do what I need to get their picture. I stand there and I make a fool of myself. If somebody walks in, they'll see a fool. But I'll use rattles. And the kittens, I've noticed, really like to have something furry or flipping back and forth in front of them. Their eyes turn real quick. But older cats, they don't seem to respond that way. You have to kind of, sometimes I'll blow in their face. I'll make noises. People that sit around have heard me do it, they say, where did that noise come from? And, well, it's somewhere in my throat. But we catch their attention. That's the whole idea.
What noise do you make, Marty?
Oh, I don't want to go into it. That's a personal noise, I'm sure.
Well, that's his secret, huh, right?
Yeah, that's a trade secret.
You'd have to come and look at the cats at the shelter to hear that noise, right,
when absolutely, Marty's there? Absolutely, every Thursday afternoon.
Do you think it's affected the amount of adoptions? Because when I started seeing your photos, I thought, who in the world is taking you can see their eyes, you can see their personality. And I know it has to help them get adopted.
I don't have records on it. All I know is that I want to show them in the best light that I can, and hopefully people will fall in love with them, with the pictures, or come to see. I don't give a lot of information when I put my pictures online because I want people to come and see. I don't even put down sex or anything else, but I want those eyes to say, come see me.
Each animal that you take a picture of, you can see a different personality.
Oh, yes.
And with cats, I mean, I've had cats and I have dogs, and cats are a whole lot different to take pictures of. It's hard to get their attention sometimes.
It's pretty much anticipation.
How long does it take sometimes to get the picture you want?
30 seconds.
Are you kidding me?
Well, no, that's the short end. That's really a lie.
I've shot on some of them.
I've shot as many as 30 pictures to get one picture for a cat. But then I've also walked in and shot one picture and walked away.
How long have you done this? I know you said photography all your life, but I'm talking at the
shelter. I've been shooting the shelter's cats ever since they moved to the new location down in Gainesburg.
Right? About 4 or 5 years.
About
then.
4 and a half, something like that. And it's been fun. It's been really fun. You can't get the animals sometimes don't want their picture made. Boy, do they not want their picture made. They will do everything in the world. But you're trying to get their head to turn, get the ears up, look for a simple background, and snap.
Have you always been fond of cats?
I'm an animal person. I grew up with horses, colts, dogs, a few cats, birds. And it's just part of my nature. I get along with animals pretty well. Had my share of injuries from them, but that's part of it.
Do you have the cats that maybe take a swat at you sometimes when they see that camera pointing at them?
They'll do swatting, hissing. They'll talk to me. They'll tell me to go away.
But you understand, you're not mad about it. You get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's part of the fun. It is part of the fun, really and truly, because when you see an animal that doesn't really want particularly want, it's really a challenge. You try to figure out how can you get this animal to respond. It breaks my heart when an animal has been surrendered and it comes in and you've got the eyes dilated and the cat's withdrawn. That tells you to leave them alone for pictures, but go back, pet, and get them feeling more comfortable. And sometimes you can go back and make them feel more comfortable and pick up the camera and shoot a picture later. But
I knew you did that by judging by your pictures. You can't, especially with a cat, you can't just walk in and take a picture of some of them because they're just too scared.
That's the game. And it's just try to get their personalities to show and get people to come see them. That's what we want. And we want them to adopt them. One of the first things I'll ask, how many do you want to take today?
Love it. And you were volunteering there before you even started taking photos, weren't you? You and your wife?
We've been volunteering, and just about the second week's when I pulled the camera out. So that was about it.
Well, I appreciate you doing, first, the interview with me, but also sometimes I feel like the cats get left out because they are harder to deal with sometimes. You know, a dog, they're like, you hold a ball, and they'll sit there and look like they're smiling at you, and their tongue's out, and they're happy to see you. But cats are, sometimes they're scared to be in the cage, and they don't know what's going on, so they needed you.
Well, I hope they do. We just enjoy working with them. They are fun. They're a challenge.
You like the chase of it, don't you? Because I know with photography, that's a little bit of a hobby of mine, which I'm nowhere near you. I'm still learning. But it's the chase of getting that good picture, the challenge of it.
Of course.
And that's the fun.
Any picture you make has to be thought that way. How do you get it? You want the perfect picture. So far, I haven't shot that yet. Been shooting for a long time, and I haven't got a perfect picture.
Well, I think you have.
Well, thank you.
Keep doing it. Don't ever stop.
Okay.
You have some great nature photography, too. I like seeing that. Marty Lowe is who I've been talking with. He is the cat photographer. And what's your wife's name?
Jan.
Thank you, Jan, for also volunteering at the shelter, too. She volunteers with you every Thursday.
She has to put up with me, and particularly afterwards, because after we do the shelter, I have to put them online and work on them a little bit.
So you put them online, too?
Yes.
That's a lot of work there.
Well, it's more of getting them ready to go online.
Gotcha.
Good old Facebook's pretty quick about allowing you to put bunches of pictures on at one time.
Well, I'm so glad that you do that, and thank you so much for what you and your wife do. And make sure you check out his work, or better yet, come down to the shelter and see their personalities. Monty's too, because he's got a good one. But Monty Lowe, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Sheila Scruggs. This has been our Pup and Paws Cast, brought to you by Dog and Company.